Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Thursday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of Matthew, chapter number 4, and we're looking at the temptation of Christ in the wilderness. The Bible says that Christ was led up into the wilderness by the Spirit to be tempted of the devil. And the scripture says that after he had fasted 40 days that the devil came to him, and his first temptation was, "If thou be the Son of God, make these stones into bread." Now, certainly the Lord Jesus, we know, could do that. He turned water into wine. He turned a few fishes and loaves into enough to feed thousands. So we know he had the ability to do this. But the temptation was that he make instant food and satisfy his appetite. And then we also saw on yesterday that the second temptation was that the Lord Jesus cast himself down and to do some famous thing, some instant thing, something that would instantly make him famous and would draw a crowd and draw attention to himself. And this second one is more subtle than the first. You might can imagine that the devil said, "Yeah, sure, go ahead, prove it. And even maybe use the word of God. We said, "Well, you know, the angels will catch you. Go ahead. You believe the Bible. You quoted the Bible to me, about man shall not live by the bread alone. Okay, you believe the Bible. The Bible says that the angels will catch you. Go ahead, throw yourself down." Well, the Lord Jesus, he, of course, once again answered him with the word of God. "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Well, today we come along to the passage where the Bible says that he transported him to a high mountain. And there he showed him all of the thrones of the world. And there he offered him instant fortune. He had offered him instant food to satisfy his appetite. He had offered him instant fame to satisfy his need for acceptance or approval or applause. And then today, the devil offers the Lord Jesus, he tempts him with instant fortune. And this is to satisfy his ambition, to tempt him in the area of ambition. You see, he showed him all the thrones of the world, and he showed these thrones and said that he could have these. All he had to do was just bow a knee. Real simple, wouldn't take but a second, just bow a knee, and the devil would relinquish all of those earthly kingdoms that he had dominion over. Basically, what the devil was offering was a dominion or a throne in this world without a cross, or a crown without a cross. Did you know that today liberalism does the same thing? They want to deny the blood, want to deny the blood and body of the Lord Jesus Christ. They want to deny, most religions, they want to go around that. Said, "Oh, that's an old bloody religion." What can I say today? That there are those who are trying to get to heaven by works. There are those who are trying to get to heaven all the different ways. And what they're doing, in effect, is the same thing the devil did. They're trying to accomplish the same thing, but they're trying to do it without the cross. And so he offered the kingdoms of this world to Christ, instant fortune, and tempted him in the area of ambition. And the scripture says that the Lord Jesus used the scripture. "It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve." Can I say today that the Lord Jesus, he was tempted, the scripture says in the New Testament, in all points like as we are, in the same areas that we are. He was tempted physically with the stones. He was tempted psychologically with the fame. And then he's also tempted spiritually with this thing of fortune, because it was ambition and pride. May I say, the Lord Jesus, he was tempted in all manner as we are, yet without sin. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us, I pray, to learn from this passage in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.